This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Israel's military said its fighter jets hit Hamas targets in the Gaza Strip on Friday, shortly after a week-long truce expired. Israel released a statement Friday accusing Hamas of violating the framework of the truce agreement by launching rockets toward Israel. The renewed fighting comes a day after Hamas freed 8 Israeli hostages in exchange for Israel's release of more Palestinian prisoners. We get that part of the story from the AP correspondent Norman Hall.
The latest exchange extends the ceasefire in Gaza by another day, but any further renewal of the truce, now in its 7th day, could prove more daunting because Hamas is expected to set a higher exchange rate for many of the remaining hostages. International pressure has mounted for the truce to continue. Hamas's deadly attack on October 7th has been followed by Israeli bombardment and a ground campaign. Thousands of Palestinians in Gaza have been killed, and more than three-quarters of the population of 2.3 million have been uprooted. I'm Norman Hall.
The son of a Hamas leader who spied on the powerful Palestinian Islamist movement for Israel called on Thursday for the death penalty for all Hamas fighters currently held by Israel's prisons.
Any harm that happens to the hostages, Israel must execute top Hamas leaders with no exceptions.
In a Zoom interview broadcast by Israeli government, Mossab Hassan Youssef said that the death penalty should apply to all Hamas militants, including his father, Sheikh Hassan Youssef. For details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. On the climate conference, the UN Climate Conference, first day, a fund was set up for countries hit by disasters like floods and droughts. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has the details.
Nearly all of the world's nations finalized the creation of a fund to help compensate countries struggling to cope with loss and damage caused by climate change, seen as a major first-day breakthrough at this year's UN Climate Conference, as early cash started going into it. Sultan Al-Jaber, COP28's president, hailed the first decision to be adopted on day one of any COP and said his country, the United Arab Emirates, would chip in $100 million to the fund. Other countries have stepped in with big-ticket commitments, including Germany, also at $100 million. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Republican majority in the U.S. House of Representatives passed a measure that would permanently freeze the $6 billion recently transferred by the U.S. in a prisoner swap with Iran. The resolution is in response to the Islamic Republic's alleged role in the deadly attacks last month by Hamas on Israel. The measure is unlikely to receive support in the Democrat-controlled Senate. U.S. officials noted the money has not yet been made available to Iran. It can only be used for humanitarian needs. A deadly salmonella outbreak from cantaloupe is growing here in the U.S. The AP's Lisa Dwyer has the details.
The CDC says do not eat pre-cut cantaloupe if the source is unknown. The number of illnesses and recalls tied to a deadly salmonella outbreak continues to grow. At least 117 people in 34 states are sick after eating contaminated cantaloupe in the United States. 61 were hospitalized and 2 have died. Another 63 illnesses, 17 hospitalizations, and 1 death tied to the outbreak have been reported in Canada. The recall has expanded and now also involves Quick Trip Markets, Bix Produce, and a distributor named GHGA. Recalled products were sent to Kroger, Sprouts Farmers Markets, and Trader Joe's stores. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Myanmar's military junta has blocked communication between detained pro-democracy leader Aung San Suu Kyi and her family and her lawyers, according to her younger son. Suu Kyi's son, Kim Aris, told VOA via phone that the Myanmar junta has not allowed him to communicate with his mother at all, despite concerns about her health. Suu Kyi received a 27-year sentence on what are widely seen as baseless corruption charges. For details on more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.